Tainis. It's more down. The Mechanel says, Yomim Shebohem, these days, what they fast about, there was Tzoros, Tzoros Laviseinu. And it brings down over there, Yomim Shevoi Leisano Isboim. Some say you don't fast, some say you do, you should be Mashlim, you shouldn't be Mashlim. It's Yomim Shevoi Leisano Isboim. They call them, and they just said, Tainis Tzadikim. Tani Tzadikim they call these days. And he starts from Nisan, they go to the days, 21 days, Tof Aleph Yoy, 21 days, and until he comes to Chodesh Tevis. And when he comes to Chodesh Tevis, he says, it's Ches, Tes, and Yud. Ches is today, Ches Tevis, tomorrow will be Tes Tevis. So he says about Ches Tevis up there, that's why we fast on Ches Tevis, because that's the day of Talmai HaMelech, Talmai HaMelech who told the translated Torah into Greek. And then Tes Tevis. He says, Tes Tevis, he says, we don't know what happened. What happened in Tes Tevis? We have to fast. But what's the pshat? Why are we fasting? And how could we forgot about it? What's going on? So let's go to the Bais Yosef, we know, the Mechabel, the Bais Yosef. They're not writing these things out of nowhere. We had sources for everything, right? They're going to bring the source. So let's look at the sources of the Bais Yosef. Let's look at the sources of the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe over there we can find why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't find it. So the two in Sine Tov Kuf Pei brings down the Bahag, Baal Halachos Gedolos from the Rishonim. The Baal Halachos Gedolos, when he brings down about Tes Tevis, he says the following. Eilu Hayomim Shemis'anin Bo'en Min HaToyre. These are the words. Eilu Hayomim Shemis'anin Bo'en Min HaToyre Bo'em Lo Yoichal Bo'en Ve'lo Ishte Ado Erev. So, if we just, as we see that the words are a little bit strange, Min HaToyre, we see Yosef on the two, he's asking why it's Min HaToyre. So Min HaToyre, it's definitely a Derabonon. So he says that even though, says we see Yosef, even though that this is a Takon HaSachomim, and it's definitely not Min HaToyre, but he says, we call it minatoyra that you have to be careful, kemoi b'shel toyra. Definitely not minatoyra. He says, just have to be careful, kemoi b'shel toyra. That's what the Mishnah says. Anyway, let's continue the things of the two. So he says, beches b'teves oyo maise letal me'amelech, so letal me'atoyra le'ivonis, betes boi loikosvu raboiseinu al mahu. So we do know, we sound from the two, he does know what is the reason, but loikosvu raboiseinu al mahu. He didn't write what's the reason. Actually, the things that the Torah brings down is written down in Halachos Gedolos, in Ilchos Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av et Ha'anias. Over there, he brings on the last perek of Megillah Steinis. He says over there, if you look at the Baal Halachos Gedolos, he says, "Betisha B'Av loikosvu raboiseinu al mahu." That's the lashon of the Bahag itself. So we see that this is already, if it's going on the Bahag and it's going on Megillah Steinis, so this is a very, very early source. Because if we look at the Megillah Steinis, or more accurate, the Perek Basre, or some call it not Perek Basre, some call it the Mamar Basre, or Megillah Basre, depends how you call the last. I mean, Megillah Steinis was written by Rav Chanan ben Gurion, the end of the Tkufas Hatanoim, and we know Rashi brings down that this was written before the Mishnah, before Rabbi Yehuda Anosi was Mechavah the Mishnah, where we had Megillah Steinis. And that's why it's called Megillah. Rashi tells us, Rashi is in Shabbos, in Daf Yud Gimel, Omed Aleph, Rashi says, Lefi, why it's called Megillah Steinis? He says, Lefi, She'al kol Mishnah u'braise, any other Mishnah u'braise, lo'y hoyu koisvi. Why? Vorin Shebe. Alpeh, yato Rashi al-Kosvam v'chsav. So you can't write down Vorin Shebe alpeh. Yir Rashi al-Kosvam. וזון ניתנו לזיכרון, לדעת יום עם האסור המתייניס, לקח נקרו מגילה, שקוסו במגילה סייפר. This, they had a special heter to write down, and that's why it's called Megillah Steinis. That means before the Mishnah, before early times of the Tanoim, this was written, the Megillah Steinis. Rashi says many places, Rashi also brings the Tainis, and Daf Tezayin, Rashi says, Megillah Steinis, נכתבו בימי חכומים, אף על פי שלא היו קויסים על הלוחס. Even at that time, they didn't write the הלוחס, because דורי של דעל פה, היא התורה של מכתויס ובכתר. ועד היא says, ואיינו דקטנה כל הקוס מגילה סטיינס כאילו אויו מיקרו. So now we understand why the Torah also says that this is כאילו מן התוירה. Because this is written on in Megillah Steinis. And Megillah Steinis is כאילו אויו מיקרו. This is one of the earliest script that we have. Megillah Steinis is built from some Tanoim. And it's built on 12 chapters. Every chapter goes on a different month. So we have Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, up to Perek Yud Beis. Then we have Perek Basre, or as we call it, Megillah Basre. This was added later on. What we're talking about, Ches Teves, is in Perek Basre. And Perek Basre over there, it says, in the Megillah, in Megillah style, it says, Betes Boi, speaks about Ches Teves, Loi Kosmo Raboiseinu Al Mahu. So that is the Nusach of the Megillah style itself. The Megillah style itself says, we don't know what the, is the reason. There's a few explanations to explain this, what it's talking about. The test boy, the Kosmo, for example, if we look at the Orchis Chaim, the Orchis Chaim in Simen Chof Gimel, the Ba'an Akrem Milunil, from the Rishonim. He says, the test boy, the Kosmo, we say, Alma, the Nistar Hasoid. So he really tells us there's a secret behind this, and they didn't say it because we wanted to keep it as a secret. That's what the Orchis Chaim brings in Simen Chof Zayin. And where do we find this? Secret, as the Chido brings it, and the Kuyesiv brings it from the Kolboy, other Rishonim from the Kolboy. So let's try to figure out what is the secret of Tes Tevis, why we don't know it, and why they try to actually keep it a secret. So the first one that's asking on this is, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Noise Kelim, on Simet Tov Kuf Pei, when you look into the Mechaber brings Loi Noida Mahu, says the Taz, what do you mean Loi Noida Mahu? He says, Teime gedoylo, the lotion of the thing, he says, Teime gedoylo, or Isa b'slichas shel yud teves. If you look at the slichas of 10 of teves, asoma teves, it's then, the betes boi mes ezra soifer, v'tzorich iun rab. That's the words of the Taz. So the Taz says, Teime gedoylo. A big wonder, I don't understand what you're talking about. This is, if you open up the slichas, you see very clearly that in the slichas, more than a test teves, Ezra Seifer was lifted, and the Mogen Avraham and Sifkot Nvom, there brings the same thing, and the Bereitev brings down the Mogen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down in Sifkot Yud Gimel, the same thing. And what it means with the Slichas, so the first Slicha in Asor Teves is a Slicha what's called Ezkero Motzoik. And the, over then Ezkero Motzoik, it says Zoyamti, that means I was upset, Zoyamti v'tishoboy v'chlimo v'chefer. In the ninth of Teves, I was nichlam, loshon embarrassed, chayfer, chelpo, again, a loshon of embarrassment. It says over there, chosach, that means the 3 days of choyshech, chosach, chosach meolai mehil hoid v'tzefer, toroif toirav boi hanoisen imri shefer, hu ezo asoifer. So torof toirav, taking from the words of Torah of Yosef, who died, and Noisen Imri Shefer, who is it? Who Ezra Seifer. That was brought down in the Slichas, the first Slichas. This was written by Rabbi Yosef Yoim Toiv Elam from the beginning of the Baalei HaToisves. So this was the Mekor a little bit before the Shulchan Aruch, before the Bais Yosef. So why the Bais Yosef didn't write it down? And that's the question of the Mogen Avraham. Many, many Achoinim, including the Taz, as we said, he said it's a Tei Megdoyla, why the Bais Yosef didn't write it. And even though he could say that by the Sfardim, we don't have it. Because in the Sfardim, we do have a different piyut in the Slichas of the Sfardim. And they say it's called She'ei Elyoin. That's what it's called, the thing. And over there, it's brought down, Uboi Somach Menayet Shimcho Al Kriyas Meshushehen. And he's talking about Asor Beteiles. Uboi Nesaf Roish. Who's the Roish? Roish Asaf. Who? Ezra HaKoyen. Ezra was a Koyen. As we know, Ezra HaSeifer was a Koyen. He's from the Doira Siri. As we know, Ezra HaSeifer was a Koyen. And it's brought down over there in the beginning of Sefer Ezra, his Iches of Ezra HaKoyen. So, maybe the thing, but again, Rob of the Girsos bring down that this is on Tes Teves. He was Nifter. So why do we say that this doesn't bring it down? So we do find a very interesting Sefer. A Sefer that's called Beis David. The Sefer Beis David was printed in Saloniki. Saloniki was printed in Tovkuf, in the year Tovkuf. And over there, he brings, it's Rabbi Yosef David. He was the Av Beis Din on Saloniki. The Chido writes about this Rabbi Yosef David, he writes about him. Hu ha-kodosh v'shomanu m'kdushosoy v'hisboydadusoy. That's what the Chido writes about him in Shema Gdolim. He brings, that could be that Ezra was actually passed away when? He was Nifter Tes Teves. Because it was already a Tainis. right? Asor Betei, it's already a tainis. I mean, Asor Betei, he passed away Tes Tevis, but Asor Betei, but Asor Betei is already a tainis. We're fasting on the reason that the Motzah, the siege around Yerushalayim, he bought Tzav Ve'Oyev V'Shal Yerushalayim, so it could be already, they had a different reason why they're fasting. So he said, okay, you know what, we're going to fast the day before. But he asks, when he himself brings a question, and the Yisrael Molcho, his Talmud, brings also a question that we know, the Gemara says in Megillah, that Puronus, what do? Me'achim, ve'loy magdimim. So if you have a day, that you have a day of Puronus, and you have to fast, so we always push it to the next day. We don't bring it earlier. And of what you did, according to this idea, you really was lifted on Asor Betevis. And we bring it earlier to Tes Tevis. Doesn't really so he himself already brings it down over there. So many of the Achorim, they bring it down that when it was Nifter, Tes Tevis, Yud Tevis, it's a big question. But we do find on this Inyan of, we find that the Rishonim says the Kolboy. The Kolboy brings the Kosovo of Yuseinu Al Mahu about Tes Tevis, but he says, Venim Tso Asoid. He says, they didn't tell us. He brings down the loss of Megillas Tainis. He says, well, we found the secret. What was the secret? He says, Boi Bayoim Meis Ezra Koyen Venechemio Ben Chachalio. So both, also Nechemio and also Ezra. That probably brings down over there. And Doruch HaShulchan brings it down to Aloche and Simet Tov Kuf Pei. He says, Betes Boi, we fast, Loi Noida Meir Atzor HaShaira Boi Venizgala Acharkach. And then it was revealed that Meis Boi Ezra Soyer. So they bring it is, in the beginning they didn't know, and then they found out. There's a few malachim to explain it. There's Rabbi Yonos and Aipshitz. Rabbi Yonos and Aipshitz, in the Sefer Yavis Dvash, in the first, and Chelek Aleph Drush Beis, he brings, what's the Indian of Tes Tevis? What's the whole Indian of Tes Tevis? So he says Tes Tevis, first of all he says that the reason is because Lecheinotu Tzlile Erev. We just learned yesterday in the Dafayoimi, and the whole Indian over here, what we learn about Megillas Tainis, we learn many days of Megillas Tainis, we learn about just now in Maseches Tainis, about the Fayomi, right? We learned about Goyim Vei Ketziois, about the Sulomois Hanoitafi, right? All of these days, Yoim Turainus, Yoim, right, Nikonoi, all of these days are days were written in Megillas Tainis. So we learned about a day before the day of Tisha B'Av. Because right, Rabbi Yochanan says, if I would be there, I would when I would be Koyveh Tisha B'Av, Asara. Not on Tisha B'Av and Asara B'Av. Why? Because Roiv of the Eichel burnt on Tisha B'Av. But we call it, says in the Pasuk, Bechinot Tzlilei Erev. It starts already the night before. And so he says the same thing, Keneged them we have also, the Tisha B'Choydesh, Asara B'Choydesh of Tevis is Keneged. And as he says, because when we see that Atchalda de Peranusa, Rabbi Yochanan says, why actually we're not koveya the fast on Asor HaBeov? Why we do it on Tisha B'Av? Because Atchata de Poronusa. Once you start, and then it's already Aderech Nichbesh al Rabin. Once it's already started, it's much easier to go with the flow. So that's the reason Asor HaTevis is the first thing that happened, right? The Buchanetzah comes to Asor HaTevis, he does a siege around Yerushalayim. That's the first Poronus was started. And that's why that's the worst Poranus, and we start with the Erev, the Chinotu Tzlil Erev, we start with the before, and that's what the Yavis Vash says. Another Mahalach he brings.
It's Mamash the day before.
Yeah, the day before.
That's not Tzlil Erev.
So he says the same like we do, Keneged, Tisha B'Av, even it started, no. The Roiv happened on Yud, but we start before Atchata de Poranusa. He says also over here, it was Tisha B'Tevas, was a little bit before him. Really, the whole thing was in Asor HaTevis, but a little bit was before.
Saying that the Metzias started on there.
That's
on
what he wants to say.
That's what
he's
saying.
Yes.
Ezra died because of that.
But no, there's a different reason.
So that's the
Emesis, the Yavis Vash himself, beings and Drosha, what he spoke in Tes Tevis and Tov Kuf Yud Aleph, he spoke a Drosha. And over there, he speaks about the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk, what we based, right, and he brings it actually, it's also brought down in Chelek based in Drush Yud base, brings it down over there, the Yavis Vash, and it's based on the Pasuk. Because we have the Pasuk, what speaks about the Pasuk in Yechezkel, about the Asor HaTevis. What the Pasuk says, Vayi Dvar Hashem Eilai Leimoyo, right, Bashono Achis, Bachoydesh HaAsiri, Beosor Lachoydesh Leimoyo, Ben Odom, Ksov Lecho Eshem Hayoim, Es Etzem Hayoim, Right? בעצם היום הזה, סומך מלך בובל על ירושלים בעצם היום הזה. And Abu Dram speaks about this, that because it says בעצם היום הזה, we know that this is going to be דריך אפילו שבס. בדרך כלל, we don't fast on a Friday. We don't want to come into Shabbos fasting. But on the Sobat Davis, even if it's on a Friday, it says Abu Dram, even if it will be on a Shabbos, because it says in the Pasuk, that's based on that Pasuk in the Cheskel, בעצם היום הזה, we will fast אפילו on Shabbos. So the Yad Midrash says, what's so important about the Pasuk to know Shem Hayoim, and why it has to be Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. Right? We don't find anywhere that you have to know the week, the day of the week, or you have to know all of the things. So he says, because these days of the month, he says it depends on Ches, Tes, and Yud. Ches, as we said, Talmai HaMelech tells the Eden to translate the Torah into Greek. Tes, as we said, Lo Noi Debo. He says Tes was Ezra Sofer Bayit, and he says that Ezra Sofer is the same like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. Ezra Sofer also, in a way, he was redacted. He wrote down the Torah, and he says Azoy. He says, "Hoyso tzora gedayla leYisrael, ki hoyo." Why he's talking about the day, the death, Yom Yisosoy of Ezra Sofer was a big tzora for Klal Yisrael. Why ki hoyo bedayoy kemoy Moshe uReuyo atayor leInosan al Yodoy kemoy aliday Moshe. Okay, this is based on the Gemara Sanhedrin. We all know the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Chof Aleph, what the Gemara says. ולקח כיסו בתהוים, that's what he says, ובמויס מויס שלא יודע איש כבר עושה, וגם ככיסו בתהוים רבו, ולקח נמר, לא יודענו מהו יולוי. So Rabbi Nissen Eibshitz wants to say that really, yes, you know what's the secret? The same secret, because מויס רבינו, לא יודע איש כבר עושה, the same חינה, the same idea we have also with Ezra Sofer. And no one knows, not where he's buried, we know he's buried in Iraq, right? But when he was buried, when he was nifter, when he was buried, that's also likewise. Like we have Moshe Rabbeinu, the same thing he wants to say also over here. The Chasam Sofer wants to bring another idea of what happened on Tes Teves, and also Al Pi Adrush. He says, "Azoy." He says,
"The Arshtavash called the Nechemia
also." He doesn't mean Nechemia Chachalia, but we find it in the Rishonim. It's Nechemia Bechachalia. We find it the Kol, but we find it in the Rishonim. Nechemia Bechachalia. He brings over there, he brings us from the Sefer Tzeid al HaDorech, also from the Rishonim, that the Rishonim, the Tzeid al HaDorech is from the Sefer of Reb Menachem ben Zorach, from the Kadmoinim, and he brings Tes, Lo Yirotzo, Arisenu Lichtoiv, Al Mahu, that even though they didn't want to say, but he says that's an Ezra HaSofer. The Chasam Sofer brings in Droshes, Chelek Aleph, he brings over there, on the Droshes, he spoke in Ches Teves. Ches Teves, he spoke in Droshes, and he said, when they noticed what Ezra Sofer was. Ezra Sofer, at his lifetime, what he done, he wrote the Sefer Torah Sheba Azorah. And as the Chasam Sofer says, he wrote over there the Sefer Torah, and he writes over there, Ezra Sofer, Sofer Mohir B'Torah Hashem, Umono V'Sofar Ez Oisius HaTorah, he counted as the Gemara says, Chachomim, why they call Soferim? Because they count the words of the Torah. Umosar Asam HaSoyros, he gave us a tradition how to write the Chaseros Yeseros, וכל מגמוס היו יסו להעמיד לא שנה קודש על בור יוי. וכשמס ביועים טס וטייבס לא ינו ידע גוי לרצורה. We didn't know. We didn't know, okay, we say that. He was a great person. He gave us the Torah, he wrote everything what we know about the Torah. But when they actually noticed how Ezra HaSofer was great, when it came Ches, after that, the time of Talmai HaMelech, and Talmai HaMelech tells him, okay, now change it. Because now change it to Greek. Or then they have that, if we wouldn't have an Ezra HaSofer, if we wouldn't have the Ezra Sofer, it would be often vain. It would be terrible tzores. And that day, Ches, after Ches happened, the Talmai HaMelech told the Chachomim to come and translate the Torah, then they went back and they said, okay, this day was a terrible tzore, the day of Tes Teves. That's the way the Chasam Sofer learns it. Okay. But anyway, in the Halachos Doilos, and in many Rishonim, we find that they knew about it, that there was the death of Nechemia Chachalia and Ezra Sofer. And there's a secret. So we have two reasons. We have also the secret of Tes Teves, and we have also the Ezra HaSofer. So what is it? So the Chidor brings it down, and he says that in Tes Teves, he says Azoy. B'chi b'teves, shnas tof tof chavov. Tof tof chavov is 1066. He says, what happened in tof tof chavov? Dalet alof in tof tof chavov, in 1066. He says, Ne'erag Yosef, and Yosef HaNogid, Bnoi Shel Rab Shmuel HaNogid. He was, Rabbi Shmuel HaNogid was, as we know, the Mishne LeMelech in Granada, in Spain. And he died with another, I think, depends on the year. So it's 500 Eden, 150 Eden. Many,
I've seen 1500.
1500?
Yeah.
There's a few years. So it's how much, but many Jews died then in the pogrom. What happened, the Vazir, they called it, not the king, but he called the king of the thing. He says, and Unerag, he says, that's what the Chidor brings down. And he said in the Sefer Yuchsin of Bavrom Zakut, he brings up then the Ma'amar Dalet, he brings over there that he brings the whole thing about how they died, all about what happened that day, Tes Teves, Tof Tof Chof Zion. And he says over there that they knew, Chachomim Megillas Tanis Beruah HaKodesh, that this day this will happen, and that's the reason why we fast on Tes Teves. This is Octa. Very interesting. Again, the Sefer HaKabole, the Raivid, the first Raivid, the grandfather of the Raivid of the Asogas on the Rambam, he brings over there that was written, he lived about 100, 150 years after this story of Rav Shmuel HaNogid, and he writes over there that Rav Yosef, he writes Azoi, he writes, "Oil mi emei Rabbi Yisrael Akadmoinim, shekosu megilas tainis, gozru tainis betes beteves, velo yodu al mahu, mikan yodanu, shekivnu beroh hakodesh leyoim zeh." He says, again, the Sefer HaKabbalah, the Raivid says that this is the same date what we're talking about. Okay, this is another few opinions, but there is, as we find in the different Rishonim, there is Yoimze. On Megillas Tainis, as we spoke, lately it was reprinted, I think, with many Mefarshim. But the first time it was printed by Rabbi Huda Leib, he was a dine in the Kratchim, a city was called Kratchim, and over there he has a pirush that's called Toises Chadoshim. And on the Megillas Tainis, when the Megillas Tainis brings about Tes Boy and Tes Tevis, Lo Yinoida Mahu, or Rabbi Yisainu Lo Yikosvu Mahu, he brings down over there, V'shomati B'shem God Lechod, the Oz Noilad Oisoish. That's the reason that we fast. Now we understand why they didn't want to say it. Right, because so Emela, we don't want to say when he was born, and that's the reason why we fast. Later on, there's another Ma'ature that was printed in Vilna, Tof Reish Pehei, and over there he writes in the Toshes Chadoshim, he writes over there another Ore, and he says Azoi, Kain Hu Bishnas Gimel Alofim Tof Shin Samach Aleph Hoiso Tkufas Teves. He writes, when was it? In the 25th of December was Tkufas Teves. 25th of December. Shehoyo oz b'Shabes Kodesh Tes Teves v'Noilad boi oiso ish u'mize tovin. He says, from this you understand, Mashakosav u'Gilas Tain is Soif Perek Yud Gimel v'Tes v'Teves loikos v'Rabbi Yisaynu al Ma'i Rabboi she'ir yoru. They were scared to write Lichtoiv Tain is Azeh because they were scared of the Christians, and they can say that they're fasting on the day that he was born, they will be very upset with us. And this was written by Rav Rafael Gordon. He was he's called the Mumche in all of the things of the Luach, and this is many things. And he brings it b'shem the Sefer Ibo, the Rav Avram b'Rav Nosi that lived in Spain about 900 years ago. And many things what based on the Luach is based on this Rav Avram ben Rav Hanosi, and that's what he brings. So Sefer, and this is based on the Sefer Ibo and the Shaar Yud. It's based on this. Now this is very interesting, because at the beginning we know in that tkufa the mekadesh the chodesh al pi areiya, aber afal piken we know that the cheshbon of the, let's make it the cheshbon of the luach of tes tevis, what comes out of the cheshbon of the luach, it comes out as zoi that the luach, as we know, the goyish luach, it has to do with the shnas hachamo is 365 days and 6 hours. The feed them, right? So we call it Julius Caesar. A regular year is 365 days out of 12 months. Now, some of them are 29 days, some months are 29 days, some months are 30 days, chutzvan, February. And that is, right, that this is the last month, it's 28 days. Now, when we have all together, 365 days. But every year we have how much extra? 6 hours. We said we have another 6 hours. So what do you do with the 6 hours? Okay, you don't. And that's why once in 4 years, February turns into 29 days. And that's what we say. Okay. But when you divide this, we have chutz in this, another 11 minutes, 11 and a quarter minutes. It's really 11 and a quarter minutes. So no one noticed the 11 and a quarter minutes, but after a few hundred years, it adds up. So what do you do after it adds up? So it was in Shnas Shin Mem Beis. Shin Mem Beis, that's in 1582. The big Munchim, they checked over there what to do about this a few hours, and they decided that what? So they decided to jump, right? And that's, it's called the Luach HaGregoriani. And they jumped from the 4th of October for 15th of October. They just jumped a few days. A few days they jumped. And that, and all the Luchas, they already set it already before, and that in February it should be, right? Whenever we have a full year, like 18 or 19, so, right? They should turn it into February and turn it to another day. And Chutz from once in 400 years, basically, that it doesn't divide. Okay, this also explains us, first of all, it explains us beginning of what we ask of the Seyit Alamot and Chutz Lovetz. The Seyit Alamot and Chutz Lovetz, we ask when? On the Tkufe. Now, the Tkufe is Lefi, the sun, Ma'alach HaChama, not Lefi Ma'alach HaLevona. And Beis Yosef says, right, from the Abu Dram, that Shishim Yoim from the Tkufe, when is it? The 22nd of November. Now, it's not really the 22nd of November. When we start? Last week, right? So, how does it work? So today when we call, we start, and only in December we start to ask, is because we understood, because the tool, when they were metaken to do it, then was before actually 1582. So this was before the Shinui, what they changed. Okay. So this also understands, gives us also an idea a little bit when he was born. So that's another opinion. There is another very interesting opinion of Rebo Frenkel Toimim, the Bochtam. Bochtam was Nifter, Tovkuf Beiches, Zayin Tammuz. He was the Shver of the Divrei Chaim, the Bochtam. And he brings a very interesting thing. A very interesting, what is the secret? So he says as well. Motzosi b'ksaviyad, he says. I found an ksaviyad. Shebetes teves niftar Shimon Hakalpus. Shoishia es Yisrael, betzorah gedoilo, bizman apritzim, nikva yoy misosoy, letainis oilo b'Yerushalayim. So he brings over there that there was Shimon Hakalpus, what the goy called Peter, one of the 12 and Shlichim. And he says that Shimon Hakalpus, he's the one that died on that day. Now he takes on the opinion that Shimon HaKalpus was a tzaddik. Yeah. Right, some call him Shimon Peter Chamoyel, instead of they call him Peter, so right, they call him Peter Chamoyel. And so this is a very interesting shaila. Who is this Shimon HaKalpus? We're going to have to keep it for maybe a different day, a different shir. But there is two different opinions in the Mach. I'm just going to bring it down from the Rishonim, the Machzor Vitri, the Psimche, was from Vitri, that he was a Talmud of Rashi. And he brings down in the Agos of Nishmas and Seif and Leil Pesach, he brings that some bring that Nishmas, who was Mechaber Nishmas, this Shimon Keife, right? Keife, and why it's called Keife? Because it's called Keife in Aramaic is a rock, and he sat in a rock, right? That's why he's called also, and actually the Christians call him the same way. He sat in a rock, and he was Mechaber all kinds of piyutim, and one of the piyutim, what he done is Nishmas. And the Machzor Vitri says, someone who says Azazach about Shimon Peter Chamoyer, he was Mechaber Biyutim and he was Mechaber Nishmas, when Mashiach will come, you have to bring a Chat Shmeino. That's what he brings. But in a different place, the Machzor Vitri brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that Lecho Eten Tehilo, a Piyut, what we say in Kippur, Shimon HaKalpus, he was Mechaberet. So there's a few opinions if he was Mechaber or not. There's the Oitzal Amedroshim from Eisenstein, you do rely on it, don't rely on it. He brings the whole Maise, and basically the Kitzanim, what he brings that in the times of the Nozrim, they would kill the Eden, and the Eden didn't know what to do, and he, Shimon HaKalpus, he, some say about Shaul HaTarsi, what's called Paulos, so there's different gears, so who was it, but he donated himself, basically, and he volunteered to go into the, with Shemus HaKadoshim, and to prove everything what Yemach Shimoy v'zichoy, or so he's done, right? Or is he called Yeshua Notzri, they should call him, right? Yeshua is Yemach Shimoy v'zichoy, and Anotzri, as the Ma'aril says, Dafka to say Anotzri, because he was Noitzar Me'odom. So he's like the Ma'aril in Likutim. So he goes into the the Christianity, and he brings all of the Nisim, what they claim that he done again. And why? Because every time when they would find the Eid, they would kill the Eid. They would kill the Eden. And he told them that whenever the Eid gives you a slap, you should give the other cheek. Turn the other cheek. It comes, all of these things sound to him, and that the Eden, we need to have them in the world, and all kinds of things that he helped the Eden from inside. And that day, so the Fira both Frank of Doimim, that day, what we see in Megillah Steinis, that's the day that's the day of Tes Teves. Again, this is a different debate about it, so we're going to just finish with the words of the Megillah Steinis. L'osid lovo yakodish bohu, osid lehofchom, all of these days what's written in Megillah Steinis, l'sosoin ulesivcho, and it's brought down the posuk in Irmiyo, v'ofachti evlo l'sosoin, v'nichamti v'simachti miyegoyno.
Amen.
Go ahead.